pedimos esto en el nombre de Jesús.
Thanks. You may be seated.
Gracias. Puede tomar asiento.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Everybody well?
Todo el mundo bien?
Thank you, Jesus.
Sí, gracias, Jesús.
A people for his name. That's what we've been thinking on, talking on, studying on.
Un pueblo para su nombre. Eso es lo que hemos estado pensando, hablando al respecto.
So, last week.
Entonces, la semana pasada.
We looking at what his name means to him.
Estábamos viendo a lo que qué significa su nombre para él.
And there was something going on between me and him.
Había algo aconteciendo entre él y yo.
That was very important to him.
Que era muy importante para él.
And
y
concentrating so much on what his name has done for us.
Concentrándome en lo que su nombre ha hecho por nosotros.
Now, after the service last Sunday.
Y después de este servicio el domingo pasado.
Brother Ron and Pam were on their way home. I believe they said that they both got convicted at the same time.
El hermano Ron y Pam estaban yendo a su casa y dijeron de que estaban siendo convictos al mismo tiempo.
They needed to renew their vows in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Y que necesitaban renovar sus votos ante el Señor Jesús.
So they gave me permission and said, tell the people.
Entonces me dieron permiso para decirle al pueblo.
So some of you older ones, if you haven't.
Así que si ustedes ancianos no lo han hecho.
Even in your marriage.
Incluso en su matrimonio.
Join together in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I would say it's time to renew your vows.
En el nombre del Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo, es hora de renovar sus votos.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, there's no other name.
En el nombre del Señor Jesús, no hay otro nombre.
Whatever you do,
cualquier cosa que hagas,
in word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
En hecho y de palabra, que sea en el nombre de Jesús.
So, it just keeps opening up.
Entonces, él continúa abriendo.
Every time I'm with him, he just keeps opening up more and more.
Cada vez que estoy con él, está abriendo más y más.
So,
entonces,
I had notes.
Tenía notas.
As I mentioned to you last week, I had opening thoughts.
Así como mencioné la semana pasada, tenía pensamientos de apertura.
To proceed my opening scriptures.
Para proceder a las escrituras de apertura.
To finish a people for his name.
Para finalizar el pueblo para su nombre.
So last night.
Entonces,
in my study.
Ayer en la noche en mi estudio.
He started out with two pages and ended up with six. Of notes.
Él empezó con dos páginas y terminó con seis.
He just keeps opening more and more.
Entonces él continúa abriendo más y más.
It's time.
Y este tiempo.
This is time that he wants us to enter in, and there's something that is necessary for us to not just know in our heads.
Y esto es tiempo de que no solo para que sepamos de él en nuestras cabezas, sino que entremos.
But to become joined with.
Sino que vengamos a ser juntos con él.
And to become part of.
Que seamos parte de.
So here we are.
Entonces aquí estamos.
Let's start. And I'm going to use this for an opening text this morning. Psalm 61.
En Salmo 61.
Would you stand with me?
¿Podría ponerse en pie conmigo?
Are we? So, thank you. It wasn't just me, huh? If it's a little warm and there's no air movement, then it just makes you fall asleep faster, right?
Si se pone un poquito caliente y no hay movimiento de aire, te pone a dormir más rápido.
Psalm 61.
Salmo 61.
Hear my cry, O God.
Oye, oh Dios, mi clamor.
And attend unto my prayer.
A mi oración atiende.
Now this is end time stuff, isn't it?
Y esta es cosa del tiempo.
Man's heart's failing for fear.
Right. De los hombres fallando de temor,
no. From the end of the earth I will cry unto you.
Desde el cabo de la tierra clamaré a ti.
When my heart is overwhelmed,
cuando
lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Cuando mi corazón desmayare, llévame a la roca que es más alta que yo.
For thou hast been a shelter for me.
Porque tú has sido mi refugio.
See, he's coming back.
Ves, está yendo de
He's
regreso.
Got experience with God.
Está yendo una experiencia con Dios.
You've been a shelter.
ha sido un refugio.
And you still are.
Y todavía
and
lo
here
es.
I am,
y aquí
crying
estoy,
unto you
clamando
to come into that.
De entrar a eso.
And what? And a strong tower from the enemy.
Porque tú has sido y torre fuerte delante del enemigo.
I will abide in their in thy tabernacle once in a while.
Yo habitaré en tu tabernáculo de vez en cuando.
Forever.
Para siempre.
Now I want you to weigh on that one.
Y quiero que retengas eso.
Why did he put that there?
¿Por qué él puso eso?
God told him to.
Dios le dijo que.
So there's an abiding, okay, that we're called to, that will is going to be coming our way more all the time, brothers and sisters.
Entonces, la habitar estará ahí más.
I will trust in the covert of thy wings.
Estaré seguro bajo la cubierta de tus alas.
Selah.
Selah.
For thou, O God, hast heard my vows.
Porque tú, oh Dios, has oído mis votos.
Now listen to this.
Ahora escuche esto.
Listen to what he's saying.
Escuche
you
lo que
gave
está diciendo.
Me the heritage of those that fear thy name.
Me has dado la heredad de los que temen tu nombre.
Okay, now what's he saying there?
Entonces, ¿qué está diciendo
Something's
ahí?
Connected with it.
Algo está conectado con
Something
eso.
Is there.
Algo está ahí.
Okay, because okay. He has that fear of the Lord.
Porque él tiene ese temor del Señor.
Given by God.
Dado por Dios.
So God gave him that heritage.
Entonces Dios le dio esa heredad.
God gave him a revelation.
Dios le dio revelación.
And in that revelation.
Y en esa revelación.
What is the care of the Lord?
¿Cuál es el cuidado
the love
del Señor?
Of God.
El amor de Dios.
What does it say?
¿Qué dice?
Thou will do what?
¿Tú harás qué?
God's watching over him.
Dios está
those that fear his name.
Está cuidándole a esos que temen su nombre.
And his years shall be what? Shall be as many generations.
Y sus años serán como generación en generación.
And then what's the next verse?
¿Qué es lo próximo?
He shall abide before God. There you go. Do you see what's going on?
Siempre delante de Dios. ¿Qué está pasando?
You see the connection.
¿Ven la conexión?
Those that fear his name. Those that are given his name.
A esos que temen su nombre, les ha dado su nombre.
Oh, prepare mercy and truth.
Preparado en
which may preserve him.
Misericordia y verdad.
So mercy and truth preserve him.
Para que los conserven.
In that name that he's given for a heritage.
Entonces hay misericordia y verdad en ese nombre.
Hey, brothers and sisters, you're the richest people in the world. You know that?
Hermanos, ustedes son la gente más rica del mundo. ¿Saben
you
eso?
Have wealth that nobody can take away from you.
Ustedes tienen riqueza que nadie puede tomar.
Where worm doth not destroy and rust doth not corrupt, right?
Que la, el gusano no se lo puede comer.
Verse 8, would you read it out loud with me? So I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows or my duty to him.
Y lea esto conmigo. Así cantaré tu nombre para siempre, pagando mis votos cada día.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Para siempre. Gracias. Puede tomar asiento.
All right. Now.
Muy bien. Ahora.
The name.
El nombre.
So even just sitting back there this morning.
Entonces, incluso sentándome ahí atrás.
We're going to get more into this. Today,
vine más a esto hoy.
What's his name?
¿Qué hay en su nombre?
But listen to me.
Pero escúchame.
It's not just a knowledge of that name.
No solamente un conocimiento del nombre.
The denominational people know that and ignore it.
La gente denominacional conoce eso y lo ignora.
Okay.
Bien.
And fight against it.
Y pelea contra ello.
Now figure that shows you how precious the devil is using.
Ahora,
a fight against the thing that is going to be for the people most precious.
Ahora, el diablo está usando esa cosa.
So it's not just a name.
Entonces, no es
it's
solo
a
nombre.
Name given.
Es un nombre dado. Algo
okay.
Precioso.
Given.
Dado.
By revelation.
Por revelación.
By a love affair.
Por un asunto de amor.
Okay, so in that name,
entonces, en ese nombre,
a name given
el nombre dado
shows a position
muestra una posición
with God.
Con Dios.
Think of that, bride.
Piensa al respecto, novia.
Think of what God has done for you.
Piensa al respecto.
How many years have we mentioned this to you?
Lo que Dios ha hecho por ti. ¿Cuántas veces hemos mencionado
Brother Branham
eso?
Coming in the little form of a Kentucky hillbilly.
El hermano Branham viene en una pequeña forma de un campesino.
God using such a humble vessel.
Y Dios utilizó a este vaso humilde.
And years ago.
Y años atrás.
Okay, he kept speaking to me. It's so much more than a correction.
Y él me continúa.
It's so much more.
Hablándome más que una sola corrección. Es mucho
There's
más.
There's something there.
Hay algo ahí.
Because when you're baptized in a name.
Porque cuando tú eres bautizado en el nombre.
You are actually immersed into a name.
Tú de hecho estás siendo right? sumergido en un nombre.
That's what baptism is.
Eso es lo que el bautismo
You're immersed
es.
Into a name and all that that name is.
Eres inmerso en ese nombre y todo lo que ello es.
So you are immersed into his nature.
Entonces somos inmersos en su naturaleza.
Who else can do this?
¿Quién más puede hacer esto?
So that's why the devil hates it.
Y es por eso porque el diablo lo odia.
They fought against the prophet.
Y pelearon contra right? el profeta.
Didn't they? Didn't they all leave him? From tens of thousands
de miles de millones
to a trailer park, right?
A trailer park.
Yeah, a mobile home.
A una casa movible.
Okay. So, I want to look at some scriptures because this just happened just now. This one is back there. He
Pero
just keeps
no.
bringing these things. Hebrews 1.
En Hebreos 1.
Okay.
Muy bien.
I'm going to write some scriptures here.
Escribir unas escrituras para ustedes.
1:4.
1:4.
What's he say?
¿Qué está diciendo?
Being made so much better than the angels. Who made him?
Hecho tanto superior a los ángeles. ¿Quién lo hizo? Su padre lo hizo.
He hath by what? Inheritance. By inheritance. What did he do but with that inheritance?
Ha heredado. ¿Qué ha heredado?
Now listen to me.
Más excelente nombre. Ahora escúcheme.
Okay. When you think of inheritance, you think of worldly goods.
Cuando piensas de heredad, piensas
right?
de
And you think
cosas
of wealth.
Del mundo. Piensas de riqueza,
right?
¿verdad?
And the best thing and the most prized possession he could give him is that name of Jesus.
Y la mejor cosa más
right?
preciada que pudo darle es su nombre.
He inherited that name.
Él heredó ese nombre.
Where did he inherit it from?
¿De dónde lo heredó?
God says, I'm giving you my name.
Dios dijo, te estoy dando mi
right?
nombre. ¿Verdad?
He came in his father's name.
Él
We
vino
know
en
that.
El nombre de su padre. ¿Sabemos?
Okay.
Muy bien.
He obtained a more excellent name than they.
Y obtuvo más excelente nombre
Now
que
we
ellos.
Were here last week, I think it was, Philippians chapter 2.
Y estuvimos aquí la semana pasada en Filipenses 2.
Okay.
Muy bien.
9 and 10.
9 y 10.
Okay.
Bien.
Because.
Porque.
Even though this is the mystery we were talking about previously.
Este es el misterio del que estábamos hablando previamente.
Okay, he made himself of no reputation and took on the form of a servant.
Se hizo de sí mismo sin reputación y tomó la forma de un siervo.
Made in the likeness of men.
Hecho a la imagen del hombre.
Found in fashion as a man, verse 8, he humbled himself.
Él se humilló a sí mismo.
And became obedient unto death.
Y vino a ser obediente a la muerte.
Even though he was given that name at birth.
Y incluso aunque le haya
by grace,
dado ese nombre al nacer.
Still
por
something
gracia.
In this life, just like Abraham.
Todavía hay algo en esta vida como
grace
Abraham.
Covenant.
El pacto de gracia.
Genesis 22.
En Génesis 22.
Final test.
La prueba final.
Okay, you did it. You offered up your son, your only son, Isaac. Because of this, I'll give you the promise. Last week we looked at this. Wherefore, verse 9. God exalted him and given him a name.
2:9. Dios también le exaltó hasta lo sumo.
Which is above every name.
Y le dio un nombre que
that
es
name
sobre
is
todo
above
nombre.
All names.
Este nombre es sobre todo
that
nombre.
Name is higher than your name, my name, the world's name, the president's name, the king's name, the queen's name.
Ese nombre es
the president's
sobre
name.
El mío, del rey, del
right?
presidente, del reina, ¿verdad?
And every king and every queen, he's the king of kings.
Y de todo rey y reina, él es el
he's
rey
the
de
Lord
reyes.
Of lords.
Y él es Señor de señores.
Okay, at that name of Jesus, what?
A ese nombre de Jesús, ¿qué?
How many?
¿Cuántos?
Every knee shall bow.
Toda rodilla.
In where?
En
angels, principalities, powers, seraphims, cherubims.
Ángeles, principados.
Heavenly hosts, all of it. All will bow before him.
Huestes celestiales, todos delante de él.
Things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth.
Las cosas
every
en los
devil,
cielos,
every
en la tierra,
demon, every everything.
Debajo de la tierra, en todas partes.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Y toda
Hallelujah.
Lengua confiese que Jesucristo es el Señor de la gloria
okay.
de Dios Padre. Aleluya.
So that name is his position.
Entonces ese nombre es su posición.
Think of that.
Piense al respecto.
So when you're going and pray, he says, ask everything in my name.
Entonces, cuando
you're going to the highest authority that there is.
Y pide, estás
there is no authority higher.
A la más, en la más alta autoridad,
¿no? Okay, now look at this. This is an interesting scripture. 1 Kings chapter 1.
Ahora vea esta escritura muy interesante. Primera de Reyes, capítulo 1.
And it's the dedication of King Solomon.
Y es la dedicación del
and
Rey
David
Salomón.
Is still alive and he's on his bed, but he's there.
David
he's
está
witnessing
vivo.
Somehow.
Todavía, pero ahí está ahí.
Okay.
Bien.
Chapter 1, and we're going to look.
Capítulo 1.
This mira. Is this is the whole anointing, but we're going to look at one verse.
Esto es todo el ungimiento, pero veremos un
so
verso.
They have anointed him.
Entonces, le habían
in
ungido.
Verse 45, Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have the anointing him king in Gihon, and they came up from thence rejoicing. Verse 46.
En el verso 45, el sacerdote Sadoc y el profeta Natán lo han ungido por rey de Gidón.
And also Solomon sitteth on the throne of the kingdom.
Y en el 46 también Salomón se ha sentado en el trono del rey.
Read verse 47 with me. And moreover, the king's servants came to bless our Lord, King David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than thy name. Isn't that interesting?
Y aún los siervos del rey han venido a bendecir nuestro Señor.
Make his name better than yours.
Que Dios le ha dado mejor nombre al Salomón que David. ¿No es eso interesante?
Now watch what follows.
Ahora mira que sigue.
And make his what?
Y hacer qué?
Greater than thy throne.
Que se siente.
See? It's position, brothers and sisters. You bet it's a position.
Es un trono más grande que el tuyo. Es posición, hermanos.
So that name is inherited, Jesus inherited, given by God, name above all names.
Es heredado, dado por Dios, nombre por sobre todo nombre.
Okay, bien. And we also see this.
Y también vemos esto.
Abram, changed Abraham. To Abraham. God
cambió
given him part of his name, we know that.
Abraham, sabemos eso.
Okay,
bien.
And Jacob,
y Jacob,
changed to what, guys?
Cambió a qué?
Israel, which means?
A Israel, que significa?
Position.
Posición.
Position.
Posición.
Your very name says shows your position with God.
Tu mismo nombre dice tu posición con
okay.
Dios.
Okay. Now you got a new name.
Y ahora tienes un nuevo.
Revelation 2:17.
Apocalipsis 2:17.
You are going to receive a new name.
Recibirás un nuevo nombre.
Now your mom and dad gave you the name you got.
Ahora tu madre y padre dieron el nombre que tienes.
Okay.
Muy bien.
But wait till you hear the name God gives you.
Pero espera que escuchar el nombre
and
que
I
Dios te da.
I guarantee you it'll be in your relationship with Him.
Y ahí estará tu relación con
uh-huh.
Él.
And how precious that's going to be.
Y cuán precioso eso será.
He says, but nobody will know it but you yourself, right? Isn't
y
that
él dice, nadie lo sabrá sino tú.
Can't wait. That's coming.
Oh, no puedo esperar. Eso está viniendo.
Can't you wait to hear what your Father really named you, your Heavenly Father?
Puedes esperar cómo tu padre realmente te llamó.
Beautiful, huh?
Hermoso, ¿no es así?
Okay.
Muy bien.
Let's get going.
Continuemos.
Okay, we'll be here till at least 4:30, so.
Estaremos aquí al menos hasta las 4:30.
Joking.
Una broma.
All right, the manifold blessings of the name of God.
Muy bien, las múltiples bendiciones en el nombre de Dios.
Slowly.
Lentamente.
But surely taking their place in our hearts and lives, I can feel it, brothers and sisters.
Y seguramente está tomando su lugar en nuestros corazones. Lo puedo sentir.
Okay, and we see more of these blessings.
Y vemos más de estas bendiciones.
We worship Him more in the Spirit.
Le oramos más en el
and
Espíritu.
And we have more of His truth, right or wrong?
Y tenemos más de su verdad, ¿verdad? No.
Because it flows out from our hearts.
Porque brota de nuestros corazones.
That are being enlarged by His love.
Y están siendo ensanchados por su amor.
He is, I believe this, we're still seeing that much. But everything that He opens up is more glorious, isn't it?
Yo todavía estoy creyendo que Él está abriendo este poquito, pero okay. Estamos viendo más de su gloria cada vez.
He is so much more than we see.
Él es, tiene mucho más de lo que vemos. Piensa al respecto.
Yep. More than we understand.
Más de lo que entendemos.
But with each day walking with Him.
Pero con cada día caminando con Él.
In revelation that He gives.
En la revelación que Él da.
To love Him.
para amarle.
His love expands and becomes more and more.
Y su amor se expande y se viene a ser más.
And fills every fiber of our being.
Y llena cada fibra de nuestro ser.
Now, hey, doesn't the prophet say something like that?
Entonces, ¿acaso el profeta no dice algo así?
Doesn't he say the Holy Ghost is going to fill every fiber of our being?
Porque él dice que el Espíritu Santo llenará cada fibra.
Can't you feel it happening here and there?
Y no puedes verlo
growing,
pasar aquí.
Growing, loving him.
Está okay. Rodando, llamando y llamándole.
Hey. Here's the scripture for it.
Y aquí está la escritura.
You know, we've gone to so many scriptures. I don't think we've ever read this one.
Y hemos pasado por muchas escrituras.
Matthew 13.
Creo que nunca hemos leído esta en Mateo 13.
It grows, it expands, it becomes more.
Crece y se expande.
There's verse 31 this time.
En el verso 31.
It's a new one, Russ.
Es una nueva, Russ.
Okay, and another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in the field.
Otra parábola le referí diciendo, el reino de los cielos es semejante al grano de mostaza que un hombre tomó y sembró en su campo.
Which indeed is the least of all seeds.
El cual a la verdad es la más pequeña de todas
But
las semillas.
But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs.
Pero cuando ha sido crecido, es
and
la mayor de las hortalizas.
Tree,
y hace
so
árbol.
That the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof.
De tal manera que vienen las aves del cielo y hacen nido en sus ramas.
So what's going on?
Entonces, ¿qué está aconteciendo?
Growth.
Crecimiento.
What's the sign of his life?
¿Cuál es la señal de
Growth.
Su vida? Crecimiento.
What is Babylon called? Mother of harlots?
¿Qué es la Babilonia llamada?
Where
la madre
is she
de rameras?
Doing?
¿Qué está haciendo ella?
What is in Revelation 17 and 18? What is she doing? She's
¿Qué está
sitting.
En Apocalipsis 17, 18?
What is she
sentada,
sitting on?
Sentada. ¿En qué está
Many
sentada?
Waters.
En muchas aguas.
What are the waters?
¿Cuáles son las aguas?
People. What is
Pueblo,
she doing?
Gente. ¿Qué está
sitting
haciendo?
On them.
Sentándose sobre ellos.
You can't grow.
No puedes crecer.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Sí.
Is holding them down.
Ella los está reteniendo.
You don't need to grow.
No necesitan crecer.
Come, repeat this liturgy.
Liturgia. Repite esa liturgia.
Okay.
Sí, muy bien.
You don't need to pray.
No necesitas orar.
We got a prayer written for you. Just read it.
Tenemos una oración
right?
escrita por ti. Solo léela, ¿verdad?
Sitting on them.
Sentadas sobre
Holding
ellos.
Them down.
Reteniéndolos.
But this is the kingdom of heaven.
Y este es el reino de los cielos.
Again, this is Matthew.
Nuevamente,
Isn't that beautiful?
Mateo, ¿no es esto hermoso?
Kingdom of what?
El reino de qué?
The earthly man became a heavenly man, didn't he?
El hombre terrenal vino a ser un hombre celestial, ¿sí?
Verse 33.
En el verso 33.
In another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven which a woman took.
Y otra palabra les dijo, el reino de los cielos es semejante a la levadura que tomó.
And hid three measures in a meal till the whole thing was...
Y escondió en tres medidas de harina hasta que todo fue leudado.
So here's some dough.
Entonces aquí está
and
una masa.
And you put some dough and your flour.
Está una
you
masa
mix
la harina.
Something and you got to put leaven in it.
La mezclas con algo que tienes
and
que poner.
And you put it in a warm place.
Y la pone en un lugar cálido.
And a warm place makes it do what?
Y el lugar cálido hace que.
And it expands.
Que se expanda.
Now you take that dough.
Ahora tomas esa
after
masa.
After it's been risen.
Después de que haya sido.
And you take to cut elevada. It in parts. Cut it in parts.
Y la cortas en pedazos.
What part doesn't have leaven in it?
¿Qué parte no tiene levadura? Ahí.
It's all completely filled.
Está todo completamente
completely
lleno.
Filled, every fiber of it.
Completamente
what
lleno,
did the brother Branham say?
¿Qué dijo el hermano
every
Branham?
Fiber of your being is going to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Cada
right?
fibra de tu ser estará lleno del Espíritu
so
Santo.
So here these
¿sí?
scriptures, hey,
entonces,
they're coming alive.
Hey, estoy
here,
teniendo vida.
Here, here,
aquí,
here.
Aquí, aquí, aquí.
All around us.
Todo alrededor
in
nuestro,
us. En through
nuestro,
us.
A través nuestro.
Blessed be his name.
Bendito sea su nombre.
All right. Okay. Now, this is exactly what we've been saying, looking into the scriptures, and that is this.
Lo que hemos estado haciendo, viendo las escrituras.
The Lord is working himself out in us from seed form.
Y es que el Señor está obrando en nosotros desde las formas de
simiente. To full expression. True.
A una completa expresión, ¿verdad?
Remember how Brother Branham talks about it?
¿Recuerda cómo el hermano Branham habla?
He's in there like a seed, like a little button on your shirt.
Él está ahí como una semilla, como un pequeño botón
seed
en la camisa.
Form.
Una forma de semilla.
Not going to stay that way.
Y no se quedará en esa manera.
Unless there's a spirit over you holding it down.
A menos que haya un espíritu sobre ti que lo está reteniendo.
Where it can't grow.
Y no, donde no
can't
puede
expand,
crecer, no puede expandir,
can't fill every fiber.
No puede llenar toda la fibra.
We just got a form and we're happy with that.
Tenemos una forma y estamos felices con
uh-huh.
eso.
Remember?
Sí, recuerdo.
Satisfied?
Satisfechos.
I'm satisfied. Leave me alone.
estoy satisfecho, déjame a solas.
He says, what does he say to that person? He says, leave me alone.
¿Y qué dijo que esa persona? Déjame solas.
I'll leave you alone. I'm a gentleman.
Te dejaré solo. Soy un caballero.
Yeah. Okay.
Muy bien.
So there's coming a point.
Entonces, habrá un punto.
Where we will not have faith, we will be faith.
Donde no tendremos fe.
We will be a walking revelation.
Seremos fe y caminaremos.
True or not true.
Revelación.
Now we have in part.
¿Verdad?
Then we will have in fullness.
No en parte, sino en plenitud.
Okay, we will not have a revelation of Jesus Christ. You will be the walking revelation of Jesus Christ.
No tendrás una revelación de Jesucristo, sino que serás la revelación caminante de Jesucristo.
Now.
Ahora.
Here.
Aquí.
Name given.
El nombre dado.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Position with God.
La posición con Dios.
It's always connected.
Siempre conectada.
With His blessings, always.
Bendiciones, siempre.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Now we're not talking about portfolios and Cadillacs.
De portafolios y Cadillacs.
We're talking about inheritance from Him.
Estamos hablando de heredad.
What He gives.
Lo que Él da.
Okay. His name is always associated with His blessings.
Su nombre siempre asociado con sus bendiciones.
Go look in the scriptures. Okay, Exodus chapter 20.
Y miren las escrituras en Éxodos 20.
Part of the Ten Commandments there.
Parte de los diez mandamientos ahí.
Right afterwards. In verse 24.
En el verso 24.
Okay.
Bien.
20:24. See if I have you opening your Bibles and turning the scriptures, at least keeps you awake. Yeah. Verse 24, the altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and thou shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings, thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen.
Altar de tierra harás para mí, sacrificarás sobre él tu holocausto y tus ofrendas de paz, tus ovejas, tus vacas, en todo lugar donde yo.
In all places where I record my name.
Todo lugar donde yo hiciere la memoria de mi nombre.
I will come.
Vendré.
To you.
A ti.
To you.
A ti.
I will come to you.
Vendré.
Take that personally.
Tome
Put
eso.
Put your name there personally.
Pon tu nombre ahí personalmente.
It's an individual affair.
Es un
he will come to
asunto.
You, and what will he do to you there? He will bless you there. Yeah, beautiful, right?
Muy hermoso,
His
¿verdad?
Name is always associated.
Su nombre es siempre asociado.
We saw this in Numbers, but we're going to go there again. I'm not going to pass over anything, you guys.
Su vimos this estos números, lo veremos nuevamente. No me pasaré nada.
Numbers chapter 6.
En el Números capítulo
Number
6. Número 6.
Is the Nazarite vow, which all of the ladies carry within them and all of the men do by their lives.
Todos los hombres,
your
las mujeres lo
hair cuentan. Is your Nazarite vow. It's your separation unto God. Don't you dare put scissors to that. They'll cut it.
El voto nazareo es lo que tú cargas toda tu vida, tu cabello.
You will open yourself up to spirits. You will open yourself up to spirits.
Te abrirás a ti misma a espíritus.
Okay, Numbers chapter 6, the blessing.
En el Números capítulo 6, la bendición.
Verse 23.
En el verso 23.
And speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying,
y habla a Aarón y a sus hijos diciéndoles,
on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them,
y así bendecirás a los hijos de Israel, diciéndoles,
okay.
Bien.
Verse 24. Those are all capital letters, every word there in the verses, L-O-R-D.
Esas son palabras mayúsculas en
It isn't just God, it's God specifically
El Señor,
called by His name.
Dios amado, llamado específicamente por su nombre.
The Lord bless thee.
El Señor te bendiga.
And keep thee.
Y te guarde.
The Lord make His face
Jehová te haga resplandecer
to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Su rostro sobre ti y tenga
the Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
De ti misericordia, Jehová hey, alce sobre ti su rostro.
How many of you want this in your life?
Y ponga en ti paz.
Do you want those words alive around you, in you?
¿Quieres esas palabras vivas alrededor tuyo?
Okay.
Bien.
Did we read 26, right?
Leemos el 27.
Okay, 27, read it out loud with
me. El 27, léalo conmigo.
And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them.
Y pondrán mi nombre sobre los hijos de Israel, y yo los bendeciré.
Okay?
Bien.
They will put his name.
Pondrás su
nombre. When you're baptized in his name, he's put his name upon you.
Cuando sos bautizado en
su nombre. To bless you. And you are blessed because you are immersed in that name.
Y te bendice y eres bendito en ese nombre.
Okay, you're surrounded.
Eres rodeado.
Totally engulfed in that name.
Totalmente en ese nombre.
Okay. Now, number three.
Número tres.
His name.
Su nombre.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Is the word of promise given.
Es la palabra de promesa dada.
We'll get into some.
Entraremos en algo.
And performed. That's important. Okay?
Y cumplida.
Now I want you, this is number four.
Y quiero que, bueno, este es número cuatro.
It is a, I want you to remember this. You who are people who are baptized in the precious name is.
Esto es una atadura. Ustedes que son bautizados en este precioso nombre.
It's a bond. What kind of a bond?
Es una atadura. ¿Qué
it's
tipo de
a bond atadura? Between him and his seed.
Es una atadura entre él y su simiente.
It's a bond between father and son.
Es una atadura entre padre
it's
e hijo.
A bond between father and sons.
Entre padre e hijos.
That the seed
que es la semilla. See.
And love
y ama,
and reverence
y reverencia
their father
a su padre,
by name.
Por nombre,
what is that bond?
¿Qué es esa atadura?
That
vínculo,
bond is of his love to them.
Es su amor a ellos.
Oh my goodness, brother.
Oh Dios mío, hermanos.
John 17 again.
Juan 17, nuevamente.
John 17.
Juan 17.
That's what God is doing today.
Esto es lo que Dios está haciendo.
Somebody walks up to you. You need to testify.
Si alguien camina a ti, necesitas testificar.
And you say, and yes. Ask him, what's God doing today?
Y preguntarle, ¿qué es lo que Dios está haciendo?
I don't know.
Yo no sé.
That's what you're getting about 99% of the time, right?
Es lo que estás teniendo cada
you say, God's answering the prayer of his son in John 17.
Dios está contestando la oración de su hijo.
God is answering his prayer.
En Juan 17.
Now listen to me.
Ahora,
look at this.
Mira esto.
Verse 2. And thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him.
Como les has dado potestad sobre toda carne, que le dé vida eterna.
And what's this?
¿Y qué es esto?
That they might know thee, the only true God.
Que ellos conocen al único verdadero Dios.
How in the world would you know the only true God unless it's vindicated and proven?
¿Cómo en el mundo
and manifested. And his name is declared. And that's exactly what Jesus said.
Su nombre es declarado. Es exactamente lo que Jesús dijo.
Father, see these disciples. Not the world.
Ven a estos discípulos. No
the disciples.
A los discípulos.
I'm, okay?
Bien.
I made sure they knew you, the only true God.
Me aseguré
right?
Que tú, que te conozcan, que tú eres el único verdadero.
Isn't that exactly what the voice of the prophet said in this day, that he made sure that we know who is the only true God?
No es exactamente lo que la voz de
right or wrong?
Asegurarme de que
okay.
Conozcan quién es el único
so verdadero. We have verse 4.
Tenemos el verso 4.
I have glorified thee on the earth. We've been over this so
te he glorificado en la tierra.
Verse 6 is, what did he do to finish his work? What work was finished?
Verso 6, lo que él ha hecho para cumplir.
I have manifested
obra.
Thy name.
He manifestado tu nombre.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Unto what?
A quién?
We spent a whole service on that, remember?
A los hombres.
Not to the world.
Ha sido un todo
come on.
Servicio ahí. No del mundo.
Miracles were done in front of everybody.
Los milagros fueron hechos delante de todo el mundo.
My works declare them, right?
Mis obras
but nobody could
¿verdad?
See.
Pero nadie pudo ver.
But there was something going on in the spiritual realm
pero había algo aconteciendo en el reino espiritual,
between God
entre Dios
and those disciples.
Y esos discípulos.
A spiritual thing was going on
una
between
cosa
them.
Espiritual entre ellos.
They were getting healed.
Ellos estaban siendo
they sanados. Were observing the miracles.
Estaban observando los
they
miracles.
Liked it.
Les gustó.
Oh, this is really cool.
Oh, esto es genial.
Let's have more meetings and let's have more miracle meetings.
vamos a tener más reuniones y milagros.
But only a handful really realized what was going on.
Y solo un manojo pudo darse cuenta de lo que estaba
sucediendo.
Y esos hombres.
God is here manifesting His name to us that I might know who is the only true God.
Dios está aquí manifestando su nombre para que sepan de que tú eres el verdadero Dios.
Out of millions.
Unos
Think
pocos
about that.
De millones. Uh-huh. ¿Quién piensa al respecto?
Right? Now here.
Entonces aquí.
So there's three verses here in John 17.
Hay tres versos aquí en
verse 6.
El verso 6.
I have manifested thy name.
He manifestado tu nombre.
Unto the men you gave me.
A los hombres.
We're coming back to John 17. There's a lot there. Okay?
Estamos cortando ahí en Juan 17.
Verse
11. En el verso 11.
Okay? I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you.
Ya no estoy en el mundo, mas estos están en el mundo, y voy a ti.
Keep.
Retén.
Through thy name.
Guárdalos en tu nombre.
The name you have given me.
El nombre que me has dado.
That's in all the transcripts.
Eso es
left out of the King James.
Ese es un viejo transcrito y está sacado.
Keep through thy name, the name you gave me.
Guárdalos en el nombre que tú me has dado.
Keep through your name. Okay.
Manténlos a través de tu nombre. Muy bien.
Now, there's a revelation there.
Hay una revelación ahí.
Stephen.
Stephen.
You're dying.
Estás muriendo.
Okay.
Muy bien.
And you're praying over your kids.
Y estás orando
sobre. Because you're leaving. You say, oh God, keep them.
Porque tú te estás
would it occur to you, say, to keep them through thy name? And what does that exactly mean? How are you kept through a name?
Y le dices, reténlos a través de tu nombre. ¿Cómo serán retenidos a través del nombre?
His name is His word and His name is His presence.
Su nombre es su palabra y su nombre es su presencia.
And he had a revelation of that.
Y él tenía una revelación de
so
eso.
So listen here. What did we just write?
¿Qué acabamos de escribir?
His name is a bond between His Father and Son, and it's a bond of love, and it's a bond of care, it's a bond of revelation.
Su nombre es un vínculo entre padre e hijo.
Oh, brothers and sisters, do you realize what God has done for you in this day, through this message, through a vindicated word?
Para ustedes a través de este mensaje.
And it means nothing.
Y no hay nada.
Except to a few people.
Excepto un pocas personas.
Listen.
Escuche.
Verse 6. I manifested my name to just these few.
Manifesté mi nombre solo a estos
and
pocos.
This is eternal life.
Y esto es
that
vida
they
eterna.
Might know you, the only true God, and
que
Jesus
ellos te
Christ.
Conozcan el único Dios verdadero.
And here I made sure that was done.
Y aquí me aseguro de que se ha hecho a estos.
Now.
Ahora,
they have that eternal life.
Ellos tienen esa vida eterna.
I'm leaving. Now, Father, through your name,
ahora,
keep
Padre,
them.
Por tu nombre,
keep
guárdalos,
them
guárdalos.
Through your name. Then verse 26.
En números 26.
This is so heavy. I don't know how many times we've repeated it. I'll repeat it 4,000 times
es
more until it becomes a part of us.
Y lo hablaré millones de veces hasta que venga a ser parte nuestra.
And I have declared unto them what?
Ahora,
why is that important for the next thing to follow?
Y les he dado a conocer tu nombre.
Would you say it?
Importante para seguir.
No, because you don't have the revelation.
No, porque no tienes la revelación.
But the revelation was alive.
Pero la revelación
and it's
estaba
life.
Viva, y es
and
viva,
it's truth.
Y es verdad.
And it's the way.
Y es el camino.
There it is in action.
Ahí hay una acción.
The life.
La vida.
The truth.
La verdad,
the way to the Father
el camino al Padre
is right here.
Está justo
and
ahí.
I have declared unto them thy name.
Y les he declarado a ellos su
that's
nombre.
Past tense.
Oración
but he sees us in this day and he
día.
Says, I will declare it.
Y dice, lo declararé.
And it wasn't declared in the second church age or the third or the fourth or the fifth or the sixth.
No fue declarada en la segunda, tercera, cuarta, quinta, sexta edad de la iglesia.
But it was in the seventh.
Pero fue declarada en
that
la
name has been declared again.
Y esa ha sido declarada nuevamente.
And because of that, a bond happens.
Y por eso es causa
what de kind of a bond?
¿Y qué tipo de vínculo?
Read it out loud with me.
Léalo en alto conmigo.
After the colon. That.
De la coma.
The. Love. Read it out loud. Wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them.
Para with, que el amor con que me has amado esté en ellos y yo en ellos.
Are you with me?
Están conmigo.
Do you know what that just said?
¿Saben qué quiere decir eso?
A prophet came.
un profeta vino.
Obedient to the Holy Spirit.
Obediente al Espíritu Santo.
The prophet didn't know this.
El profeta no sabía esto.
He was a Kentucky hillbilly.
Él era un hombre de Kentucky.
He wasn't a theologian.
Él no era un teólogo.
God knew it.
Dios lo sabía.
God knew again that that name had to be declared.
Yo sabía ese nombre para que fuera declarado.
So that the same love between father and son.
Ese mismo amor entre
Think
padre
of that.
Hijo, piensa al respecto.
Could be in you.
Pueda estar en
oh,
ti.
My precious bride.
Oh, mi preciosa
my
novia.
My precious ones. My redeemed ones. My purchased possession.
Mi posesión comprada.
Are you with me?
¿Están conmigo?
You see the riches of his glory to
Ven.
You? Do you see how much he loves you?
La riqueza de su gloria y cuánto él te ama.
Do you see the riches of this message?
Ven la riqueza de este
Why
mensaje.
Why is there such a fight against it?
¿Por qué hay tanta pelea contra ello?
Huh? Isn't the fight is growing, is it or isn't it not?
Y la pelea se está aumentando, creciendo.
Oh, we don't want you to know that name.
Oh, no queremos que ustedes sepan ese nombre.
We don't want you to live in that name.
No queremos que ustedes vivan en ese nombre.
Ah, no, that name doesn't mean anything.
Ahora ese nombre no significa.
Oh, Father, Son, Holy Ghost is just fine.
Oh, Padre, Hijo, oh, Espíritu
yeah.
Santo está bien.
Let me sit on you.
Déjame sentarte
Let me
sobre
hold
ti.
You down.
Déjame retenerte.
You don't want to grow.
No quieres crecer.
What you know is enough.
Porque tú sabes que es suficiente.
Can't you just be satisfied?
¿Podrías acaso solo estar satisfecho?
Devils.
Right, Diablos, right. ¿Verdad?
Yeah.
Sí.
His name given.
Su nombre dado.
Position with God.
La posición con Dios.
Blessings.
Bendiciones.
Word of promise given.
Palabra de promesa dada.
I love this word.
Yo amo esta palabra.
I actually am going to be honest. I love that.
Yo quiero ser verdaderamente honesto con eso. Yo amo eso, el vínculo.
That's a marriage vow.
Eso es un voto de amor.
That's a commitment.
Es un compromiso.
Right? It's
¿verdad?
A commitment.
Es un compromiso.
Yeah, what did... When Jesus was sitting with his disciples after the Passover meal.
Cuando Jesús estaba sentado con sus discípulos después de la Pascua.
Okay, and he's getting ready to wash their feet.
Y estaba alistándose para lavar sus pies.
And he prays.
Y,
and do you know what he says?
Él dio gracias. ¿Y saben qué dijo?
Bond.
Vínculo.
Father.
Padre.
I have kept every one of them.
He retenido cada he guardado cada uno de ellos.
And do you think? That Jesus, your intercessor, is before the Father.
El intercesor ante el Padre.
To you.
Para ti.
I've kept you.
Te he resguardado.
So that not one of them is lost.
Para que ninguno de ellos se pierda.
Do you know how precious that is?
¿Saben cuán precioso
Do you know how
es?
Great that love is?
¿Cuán grandioso ese amor es?
Yeah.
Sí.
I kept them.
Los guardé.
So look at verse 12 now of John
Ahora,
17.
Mira el verso 12 en Juan 17.
While I was with them in the world,
cuando estaba con ellos en el mundo,
I kept them.
Yo los guardaba.
How?
¿Cómo?
Where?
¿Dónde?
In that name.
En
Do you see
nombre.
That name?
¿Ven ese nombre?
Do you see the bond that is there?
¿Ven el vínculo que hay?
Do you see that connection, that love affair? Do you see
¿Ven
that?
Esa conexión?
It's a family tie.
Es una familiar.
It's a, you belong to me.
Y dice, me pertenece.
You're my prized possession.
Eres mi posesión preciada.
I bought you.
Te compré.
You're my gene.
Tú eres mi gen.
I can't let loose of you.
No puedo
Hey, rapturing faith is growing, isn't it?
Fe de rapto está creciendo, ¿es así, ha?
How do you think he can leave you behind?
¿Cómo puedes creer que él te
right?
puede dejar?
Okay, ¿verdad? Verse 12. Entonces, I kept them in thy name, those that thou gavest me. I manifested my name to them and I kept them.
Yo los guardaba en tu nombre a los que me diste, yo los guardaré y nunca de ellos a esos.
None of them is lost.
Y ninguno de ellos es perdido.
Yeah. Are you worn out?
No.
Oh, you're doing good. But the son of perdition that the scripture might be fulfilled. Okay.
Para que el hijo de perdición la palabra sea cumplida.
Okay. You with me?
¿Están conmigo?
You love his name?
Amen.
Is that name getting more precious to you every day?
Ese nombre se está poniendo más precioso para ustedes cada vez.
You feel so sorry for those that are baptized in titles and say, I'm okay. I'm okay. Leave me alone.
Estoy bien con los títulos, déjame solo.
All right.
Bien.
I'm going to give you some verses.
Les daré unos versos.
Let's see how far we get. In the following verses.
En los versos siguientes.
I pray that you see the heart of the Lord.
Oro que ustedes vean el corazón del Señor.
And the call of the Lord.
Y el llamado del Señor.
To build that bond of revelation.
Para construir ese vínculo de revelación.
You hear what I said? Let me read it again. In these following verses.
En estos versos siguientes.
I pray that you will see the heart of the Lord.
Oro que usted vea el corazón del Señor.
And the call of the Lord.
Y el llamado del Señor.
To build that bond of revelation.
Para construir ese vínculo de revelación.
Isaiah.
Entre Isaías.
Chapter 43.
Capítulo 43.
Now. I can't tell you how many years this has been on my heart.
No puedo decirte cuántos años esto estaba en mi corazón.
And studying years and years ago, the Lord said, someday you'll use this, and I've been waiting.
When,
Lord, here it is today.
Años atrás, el Señor me dijo que lo usarás.
Verse 10.
En el verso 10.
Isaiah 43:10.
Isaías 43:10.
What is Jesus called? In Revelation chapter 3, the true and faithful what?
Jesús llamado en Apocalipsis 3, el verdadero y justo.
On the day of Pentecost.
En el día de Pentecostés.
What did Jesus say?
¿Qué dijo Jesús?
You shall be what?
Ustedes serán mis testigos.
You are my witnesses, saith the Lord.
Vosotros sois mis testigos, dice Jehová.
And my servant whom I have chosen.
Y mi siervo que yo escogí.
That ye may know and believe me. Oh, can't you hear the heart of the Lord?
Que me conozcáis y creáis. Pueden escuchar el corazón.
Can't you hear the heart? Have you ever heard the prophet where he breaks down and is crying before the people, pleading with them?
¿Alguna vez has escuchado al profeta?
To see.
Llorar.
Who is there? Who is here? What is going on?
Para ver quién está ahí, quién está allá, qué está aconteciendo.
Come on.
Sí, vamos.
Yeah. That is not God. It's a man.
Ese es un hombre.
That is not God.
Es
the representation of his presence.
Es una representación de su presencia.
See that spiritual happening?
Es acontecer espiritual.
That's God.
Es.
What's going on?
¿Qué está pasando?
Here he is.
Aquí está
trying
él.
Trying to get our attention.
Tratando de obtener
Won't you believe? Won't you see?
¿No verán? Sí.
That ye may, verse 10 again, that ye may know and believe me and understand, I'm He, I'm God.
Que me conozcáis y creáis, entendáis que yo mismo soy.
Can't
yo soy
you hear
Dios?
The voice of God in this day
¿No puedes
saying
escuchar
that same
la voz de
thing?
Dios en este día diciendo
Can't
la misma
you
cosa?
Understand, I'm He.
¿No entiendes?
I'm
yo soy
God.
Él.
This is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Este es el Señor Jesús.
Before me there was no God.
Antes de mí no fue formado Dios.
And no God formed, neither shall there be after me.
No había, ni lo será después de mí.
Listen.
Escucha.
I was met Brother Derek after service last week driving out. He said, what's the difference between that day and this day?
El hermano Derek, después de ser visto la semana pasada, dijo, ¿cuál es la diferencia entre el día, aquel día y este día?
At least in that day,
al menos en ese día,
they knew the names of the God they worshipped.
Ellos sabían los nombres de los dioses que ellos adoraban.
Right.
¿Verdad?
They all knew the names.
Ellos
this
sabían.
Day is just God.
Los nombres en este día
It's just
es
the
Dios.
Force.
El nombre es solo Dios. Es
It's
una
just
fuerza.
Nothing.
No es
oh
nada.
God.
Oh Dios.
Oh, nothing.
Oh, no.
Right?
¿Verdad?
And what is the heart of the Spirit?
¿Y cuál es el corazón del Espíritu?
That's not good.
Que no es bueno.
It's not good enough. It's not complete.
Que no es,
that
que no es
completo. Has to be connected to a person, to a name.
Que tiene que estar conectado a una persona, a un
and
nombre.
To connect that to a person and to a name is life.
Y conectarlo a una persona y a un nombre
but
es
to
el
leave
día.
It unconnected,
pero dejarlo desconectado,
just plain God,
solo
is darkness
Dios,
and death.
Simple es muerte.
You're with me?
Separación.
Look at what he's saying here.
Mire lo que él está diciendo aquí.
Let's read that verse again because it's just too precious.
Leemos ese verso nuevamente.
I don't know. Okay, verse 10. You are my witnesses.
Ustedes son mis testigos.
You are witnesses of me. You know me.
Son mis testigos. Me conocen.
Saith, capital YHWH, the Lord Jesus Christ.
El Señor Jesucristo.
And my servant whom I have chosen.
Y mi sirviente.
That you may know me and believe me and understand that I am He.
Que me conozcan y me crean y entiendan que yo soy Él.
Before me there was no God. I am
it. Mí no hubo Dios. Yo
neither soy. Shall there be
ni será
after me.
Después de mí.
I.
Yo.
Even I.
Incluso yo.
I am the Lord.
Yo soy el Señor.
And beside me there is no Savior.
Y fuera de mí no hay quien salve.
Okay. I have declared.
Yo lo anuncié.
Look at this.
Mira esto.
And I have saved.
Yo salvé.
I have showed.
E hice oír.
Is that Alpha and Omega? Can we say that today? Huh? Didn't he declare? Didn't he save? Hasn't he showed?
Él lo mostró.
Where there was no stranger among you?
No había extraño entre ustedes.
Therefore you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God.
Por sois vosotros mis testigos, dice Jehová.
Yea, before the day was.
Aunque antes que hubiera día.
Here's the second time, verse 10 he says it, and verse 13 he says it.
Segunda vez que lo dice, en el verso 13,
I am He. I am He.
Yo soy Él.
What did Jesus, we'll get there. John 8. You must believe I'm He.
¿Qué dijo?
I am He.
¿De dónde lo sacó Jesús? En Juan 8. Yo soy
Can
Él.
You hear
Yo
the prophet Él. Screaming?
¿Y los profetas gritando?
Can you hear the spirit taking over?
¿Pueden escuchar al profeta tomando
okay.
lugar?
And all of a sudden his discernment.
Al espíritu.
He's in discernment.
Y está en discernimiento.
He says,
dice,
now,
ahora,
Brother Brandon will come back. He says, I don't know what he just said.
El hermano Brandon regresa y dice, yo
right?
no sé lo que
You've
acaba
heard
de
that
decir.
So many times.
Totally
taken over
Totalmente
by God.
Tomado por Dios.
Isn't that a beautiful statement?
¿No es hermosa declaración?
Come on.
Vamos.
Totally
Totalmente
taken over
tomado
by God.
Por Dios.
And I keep saying every time I hear that from the Spirit,
y continúo diciendo,
yes, Lord, and there's more coming.
Sí, Señor, y viene más.
Okay.
El Espíritu.
There's something in God
Hay algo en Dios
to His people
para su pueblo,
desperate
desperado.
For you to know.
Para que
I am He.
Lo sepas, que yo
I
soy
am
él.
He.
Yo soy
and
él.
You are my witnesses.
Y ustedes son mis testigos.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Verse 13. Read it out loud with me, would you?
Yea,
before the day was, I am He, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it?
Aún antes que hubiera día, yo era, y aún, y no hay quien de mi mano libre. Lo que hago yo, ¿quién lo estorbará?
Okay.
Bien.
Isaiah 48.
En Isaías 48.
We'll start with verse 1 and then we'll go to some other verses.
Empezamos con el verso 1 y continuamos.
Here's the heart.
Aquí está el corazón.
Here's the call of grace.
Aquí está el llamado de gracia.
This is the grace to the disobedient. You find grace all over the Old Testament.
Esta es gracia para el desobediente y encuentras gracia por todo el Testamento.
God calling to his disobedient children.
Llamando a sus hijos
desobedientes. If you would just repent, if you would just listen.
Si tan solo pudieran arrepentirse y escuchar.
I will have mercy upon you.
Tendré misericordia sobre de ti.
So verse 1 is referring to disobedient Israel.
En el verso 1 se refiere a Israel desobediente.
Hear you this.
Escucha esto.
O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, prince with God.
O casa de Jacob, los cuales son llamados por nombre de Israel.
And are come forth out of the waters of Judah.
Los que salieron de las aguas de Judá.
Which swear by the name of the Lord.
Los que juran en el nombre del Señor Jehová.
And make mention of the God of Israel.
Y hacen memoria del Dios de Israel.
Read the rest out loud with me. Yeah. But not in truth. Or in righteousness.
Lean alto lo siguiente conmigo. Mas no en verdad, ni en justicia.
Now can't you see that in
Ahora,
this
¿no
today?
Pueden ver en
God
eso?
Screaming out at the denominational system.
Dios gritando fuera del sistema denominacional.
Okay, verse 9.
En el verso 9.
For my name's sake.
Por amor de mi nombre.
Huh. Does his name mean something to him?
¿Acaso su nombre significa algo para él?
What does his name mean to him? It's everything.
¿Qué significa su nombre para él?
And he will not see it polluted or profaned.
No lo verás contaminado ni profanado.
Right? And he will have a people where his name is glorified.
Y tendrás un pueblo donde su nombre será glorificado.
For my name's sake will I defer mine anger.
Por amor de mi nombre, diferiré mi ira.
And for my praise.
Y para alabanza.
Will I refrain from thee.
La reprimiré para.
That I cut thee not off.
No destruirte.
He knows the end, doesn't he?
Él sabe el fin, ¿no es así?
Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver.
He aquí te he purificado, no como plata.
Okay.
Muy bien.
I have chosen you in the furnace of affliction. You ever feel that way?
Te he escogido en el horno de la aflicción. ¿No te has sentido de esa manera?
Verse 11.
En el verso 11.
Okay, for mine own sake, even mine own sake, will I do it.
Por mí, por amor de mí mismo lo haré.
Read the rest out loud with me. For how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory to another.
Para que no sea mi amanciado mi nombre, y mi honra no la daré a otro.
Okay, listen.
Escucha.
When you're not living right and not living in the revelation,
cuando no vives,
you're polluting his name.
Y en la revelación estás amancillando, contaminando
su nombre. Did you hear that from last week?
¿Escuchó eso la semana pasada?
And he will work.
Y él obrará.
In a people so that they will glorify his name and not pollute it.
En un pueblo donde glorificará su nombre que no lo contamine.
How should my name be polluted?
¿Cómo será mi nombre amancillado?
Verse 12, here we go again with that same wonderful statement, I am he. Hearken, read it out loud with me. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. The Alpha and the Omega.
Y aquí está nuevamente el yo soy él. Óyeme, oh Jacob, tú Israel a quien llamé. Yo mismo, yo el primero, yo también el postrero. Yo soy él.
Oh, okay.
Muy bien.
Now, it's 12. If I can get through just one more scripture, no, we'll quit for the day. Okay, it's Isaiah 52.
En Isaías 52.
Verse
1.
He's calling.
Él está llamando.
He's calling, okay?
Está llamando.
To the bride in the denominational systems.
A la novia en los sistemas denominacionales.
Okay. What's he say?
¿Qué está diciendo?
Verse 1.
En el verso 1.
Okay, awake.
Despierta.
Right.
¿Verdad?
Awake.
Despierta.
Put on thy strength, O Zion.
Vístete de poder, O Sion.
Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem.
Vístete de tu ropa hermosa, O Jerusalén.
From henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean.
Porque nunca más vendrá a ti incircunciso ni inmundo.
Listen, what is God's design?
¿Cuál es el diseño de Dios?
Purity. Gold.
Pureza.
Refined.
Oro,
the dross beaten out. Okay? And as long as there's the uncircumcised in that city, there's somebody polluting his name.
No vendrá incircunciso ahí que contamine su nombre.
This is speaking of the New Jerusalem.
Esto está hablando de la Nueva Jerusalén.
Okay?
Bien.
Purity.
Pureza.
Days of Ananias and Sapphira will return, right?
Los días de Ananías y Zafira.
Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down.
Sacúdate del polvo, levántate y siéntate.
O Jerusalem.
O Jerusalén.
Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion.
Suelta las ataduras de tu cuello, cautiva hija de Sion.
The daughter of Zion should never be captive, should she?
Las hijas de Sion nunca serán cautivas.
For thus saith the Lord.
Porque así dice Jehová.
You have sold yourself for naught.
De balde fuiste vendidos.
Isn't that sad?
¿No es eso triste?
And you shall be redeemed what?
Y será rescatado como
grace.
Sin dinero. Gracias.
Grace. For thus saith the Lord God.
Porque así dice el Señor Dios.
My people went down aforetime to Egypt.
Mi pueblo descendió a Egipto.
To sojourn there.
Para morar ahí.
And the Assyrian oppressed them without cause.
Y el asirio lo cautivó sin razón.
Okay, now therefore.
Y ahora por causa.
What have I here, saith the Lord?
Así dice Jehová.
That my people is taken away for naught.
Ya que mi pueblo es llevado injustamente.
They that rule over them
y los que en él
make them to howl.
Lo hacen aullar.
Okay, Laodicea.
Okay, Laodicea.
Nicolaitan spirits.
Espíritu Nicolaita.
Right.
¿Verdad?
Saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed.
Mi nombre continuamente es blasfemado.
And even those that have left the message
incluso
say it is no, it's, they're looking at, oh boy, we got so much to look at. Okay, verse 6. Read it out loud with me. Therefore my people shall know my name. Okay, stop there.
Mi pueblo sabrá mi nombre.
Do you know what he's saying?
¿Sabe qué está diciendo él?
Are you his people?
¿Acaso eres su pueblo?
My people shall know.
Mi pueblo sabrá.
And that's just not a knowing by intellectual understanding.
No es
that's
solamente
knowing the name of God by revelation,
por un conocimiento
by participation,
sino por revelación, anticipación.
Okay, isn't that beautiful?
Muy bien, ¿no es hermoso?
Verse 6, read it out loud with me again. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he. There it is again. That does speak. Behold what? God crying out to his people.
Por tanto, mi pueblo,
can't you hear
mi nombre, por causa de aquel día.
Can't you hear this day? What?
Clamando su
what's
nombre,
the earliest tapes? 48. Last one, 65. Can't you hear the Spirit of God crying out?
Puedes llamar al escuchar al Espíritu de Dios clamar en el 48 y 65.
Here it is.
Ahí está.
The omega of this heart. I am he. There's a people.
El omega de su corazón.
My
yo soy
people
él, para su
will
pueblo
know my name.
Mi pueblo sabrá mi nombre.
They will know.
Me lo sabrá.
I am he.
Yo soy él.
There's a spiritual happening.
Ahí está el acontecimiento espiritual.
With all the things, the denominational systems.
Con todas las cosas del sistema denominacional.
Wasn't this taken
no es esto, fue esto
in a situation,
en una situación
they're going to try to prove him wrong?
Que donde probaba,
huh? Wasn't it?
Tomarlo,
wasn't it taken in a situation that was anti-Christ, anti-God, all done in the name of religiosity? Okay, why do you keep hounding on Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus Christ, right?
Golpeando el nombre de Padre, Hijo, Espíritu Santo en el nombre de Jesucristo.
Right? We can't stand it.
No podemos. No lo toleramos.
Okay, we're going to expose you.
Te expondremos.
We're going to turn you in.
Te mostraremos.
Right? And there's ¿verdad? A spiritual happening.
Y hay un acontecimiento
and
espiritual.
What is the spiritual happening saying?
Y ese acontecimiento
there
espiritual
is going to be a people that will know my name.
Y habrá un pueblo que sabrá mi
and
nombre.
They shall know
y ellos sabrán
I am he.
Que yo soy él.
I am the God, I am your God, and there is none other.
Que yo soy él, soy Dios, tu Dios, y no hay otro.
Blessed be his name.
Bendito
okay
sea su nombre.
We'll stop there.
Nos entremos ahí.
There's a bond.
Hay un vínculo.
I'm not kidding. I can't get over John 17.
No estoy bromeando. No puedo
his name is a bond
pasarme de Juan 17.
Of love
su
to you.
Es un vínculo
when
de amor
you hold
para
that
ti
name.
Si tú retienes
okay
su nombre.
You know what he's saying? You're mine.
¿Sabes que lo que él está diciendo? Tú eres
you know
mío.
What he's saying?
¿Sabes que él
I'm
está
gonna
diciendo?
Keep you.
Te guardaré.
The devil can't have you.
El diablo no te puede tener.
Uh-huh. You belong to me.
Sí, me pertenece.
And how much does God love you?
¿Y cuánto Dios te ama?
Huh? I've declared that name unto you.
He declarado ese nombre
the
a ti.
Same way my Father loves me.
La misma manera como mi Padre me ama.
That same love.
Ese mismo amor.
He loves you.
Él te ama.
And watches over you.
Y te guarda.
And keeps you.
Y te cuida
and manifests himself to you.
Y se manifiesta
there's
el mismo
a bond.
A ti.
And that bond is so precious.
Este vínculo ya está
oh
precioso.
Little bride of Jesus Christ, rejoice in the Lord your God.
Oh, pequeña novia del
rejoice
Señor
in the name of the Lord Jesus
regocíjate
Christ. Glorify that name.
Glorifica ese
magnify
nombre
that name.
Magnifica ese nombre.
Exalt that name.
Exalte
lift
nombre
him up.
Elevalo.
You are called elevalo by that name.
Eres llamado por ese nombre.
Oh, we'll get into some folks, won't we? Okay. Musicians.
Músicos.
love him?
¿Le aman?
Isn't he glorious? Say we're just getting a little bit more all the time. And this is the time, there's something in this day. Now is the time you must know.
Hoy es el tiempo.
And I think when you get the true revelation of what's going on here,
y cuando obtengas la verdadera relación de lo que está aconteciendo,
that he's
aquí,
bound you to him.
Cuando él te está
vinculando. Invisible union of the bride of Jesus Christ. Right?
La novia de Jesucristo.
It's the word of promise given to you.
Es la palabra de promesa.
And it's where he's going to bless you.
Él te bendecirá.
You know what? I got to tell you this.
Tengo que decirle esto.
Can't hold it back any longer.
Puedo retener.
Something all week long was saying,
algo toda la
we are part of his name too.
Me estaba diciendo, somos parte de su nombre también.
Do you believe that?
¿Creen eso?
It's true.
Es verdad.
I got a quote. Can I just read it? Oh, yes, I have to.
Tengo que.
Okay, Pete. Send it to him, would you?
Pedro, ¿podrías mandárselo?
The first one.
La primera.
See, this is our techie PowerPoint. It's from, there you go, open your phone. From, it's 1961, the True Easter Seal. Well, I'm going to read it next week, and maybe the next week after that, and maybe 6 months, we'll still keep reading. Don't you love his word?
Amen.
It's becoming alive in it. Okay. You there?
I will.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's in English. Go ahead.
You got it? From the True Easter Seal. I'll wait for you. You can start reading. You will want to read it over and over and over and over and over because it's precious words of life to you. It's on page 4, the top, if you ever see that. Okay. Speaking the other night.
Hablando la otra noche.
On Abraham and his seed after him.
Sobre Abraham y su simiente después de él.
How that God showed, what's the next word?
Como Dios through. Mostró que
through.
A través.
Through Abraham.
A través de Abraham.
How he justified Abraham.
Cómo justificó Abraham.
The 12th chapter of Genesis.
El capítulo 12 de Génesis.
Okay, on this down, 16th chapter.
Esto bajo al capítulo 16.
How he confirmed the covenant through sanctification.
Cómo confirmó el pacto a través de santificación.
17th chapter.
El capítulo 17.
Let him nurse from his breast.
Déjalo que amamante de su
to
pecho.
To draw from the Holy Spirit.
Para succionar del Espíritu.
And then he confirmed.
Y luego él confirmó,
or placed him.
Lo colocó.
Okay, like you heard me preach on the sermon, hear ye him.
Como me han oído predicar el sermón de.
Took Abraham out.
Le sacó
changed
Abraham,
his name
y cambió su nombre,
from Abram to Abraham,
de Abraham a Abraham,
giving him a part of his name,
dándole parte de su nombre,
Elohim,
Elohim,
Ham. Then we find out,
entonces encontramos,
after that he appeared to Abraham.
Después, entonces nosotros descubrimos, después de eso le apareció a Abraham.
Okay, read it with me.
Léalo conmigo.
Now,
ahora,
to así, his seed.
Simiente.
Watch.
Miren
how
cómo
he's done the seed
ha hecho
the same way.
La semilla la misma manera.
You love him?
Le ama.
The seed of Abraham.
La simiente de Abraham.
Comes through justification.
Vino a través de
sanctification.
Santificación.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Bautismo al Espíritu Santo.
The manifestation of his name.
La manifestación.
Revealing who he is.
Revelando
I am
quién
he.
Él.
I am he.
Yo soy él.
That revelation of
él.
Who.
Esa revelación
Jesus
de quién?
Christ.
Jesucristo.
Baptism in his name.
El bautismo
and
en su
so
nombre.
Forth.
Y así sucesivamente.
Like that. That
esa
revelation.
Esa.
Read it out loud with me. Dividing his name with his church.
Dividiendo su nombre con su iglesia.
Called them out.
Los llamó.
What did he do?
que hizo.
In the same church that he called his name, Jesus' name.
En esa misma iglesia que él llamó el nombre de Jesús.
What did he do?
¿Qué hizo?
He appeared in the same form that he did to Abraham.
Apareció en la misma forma que lo hizo Abraham.
Being able to discern the spirit behind him.
Siendo capaz de discernir el espíritu de él.
He appeared in that name.
Apareció en ese mismo nombre.
The same thing.
La misma cosa.
Same form.
La misma forma.
We're just at the end of the road.
Estamos al final del camino.
Little church, he gave you his name just like he did Abraham.
En iglesia les dio su nombre como se lo dio a
Abraham. Oh, give us the key, sis. You're so good at that. I love him. There you go. Would you stand with me? Let's worship him. Let's tell him how much you love him. I love him. I love him because he first loved me. Would you raise your hands and sing to him again? Tell him how much you love him. Sing it personally. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you because you first loved me. Sing praises to his name again. Praises to your name. Praises to your name. His name, we love his name. Sing it. Jesus is your name, O Lord. Jesus is your name, O Lord. Jesus is your name. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. Sisters, do you know he's bound you to him? He has bound you to him in love. You are his. You are one with him. Huh? You belong to him. There's that bond, and that's the most precious thing. It's more precious than anything this world can tempt you with, is that he has bound you in love to him. Remember Abigail to David? When she met him, he said, I see that your life is bound in a bundle of life with your God. And that is you. You are bound in a bundle of life to your God. There's a bond there. You are bound to him in love, to keep you, to watch over you, to manifest his truth to you, to give you his love, the same love that the Father has to him. You must be bride. You must belong to him. How precious is his name. Would you pray, brother?
Dear Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful, Lord, for all that you have done for us. For opening your word to us, nourish us, Lord, and make us understand how precious your name is. There's no other God, Lord, beside you. Just the remain, just idols, confusion. It's the death, Lord. But in your name, there's life, and we give you thanks because it's being revealed to us, not by a theology, Lord, but your Holy Spirit just quickening your word in our lives. Wherever we call on your name, your presence come, Lord. And we're truly thankful, Father, because that let us know, Father, we're not alone. Your presence is with us, Lord. And we know, Father, where your presence is, Lord, your attributes are there too. And you can give healing to the needy one. You can give peace to the one that needs it, Lord. You restore lives and hearts. You help us to understand how precious the words are for you, Lord. And we can value it more. The words we process in our minds, in our hearts, the way we speak, it just becomes treasure for us, Lord. The way how it expresses messages to others, Lord. Your Holy Spirit speaking through us. As you were speaking to us this morning, Lord, how you have made this bondage with your bride, Lord. Sometimes might say things that we don't understand, Lord, but it's your Spirit guiding us, Lord, giving us light. And we believe, Lord, that you're working in us. It's just precious, Lord, how this love affair is happening. We just give you thanks, Lord, because in the middle of the trials, you're working. And you're letting us know that your word is being fulfilled. And you're bringing us to perfection. Work more in us, Lord, because you're not gonna give us a trial that we want, like overcome, Lord. Thank you, Father, for taking care of us and keeping us in your word. Thank you, Father, because you allow us to gather together and praise your name and rejoice in your name. Help us, Lord, to live the daily Christian life where we can say that you are present, Lord. Where we can see you, Lord, moving in people's life. Thank you, Father, because you're working in this age. We want to be part of it, Lord. Look out upon us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be of service for you, to the community, Lord, to bring your word to people. Bless the children, the teenagers, Lord. Help them to understand the value of your word, how precious your word is, and there's nothing more important than that, Lord. Besides that, everything is just confusion. Help us, Lord, to rejoice in your word. in your message and keep it in our hearts. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
John 17, three verses. Three is perfection. Verse 6, I've manifested your name so they might know you, the only true God. Verse 11, I've kept, please keep them through your name. Verse 26, he keeps them in that love when he declares his name to you. 6, 11, 26, John 17, there's the bond. God bless you.